welcome to A Drummer's Guide To. So if you're new here, welcome. This is a podcast that is about all the stuff that is necessary to be a professional musician aside from the actual playing of an instrument. And for all those that are old here, and I'm not talking in age, welcome back. So I have been on a hiatus, if you like, for this podcast for the last 2 years, which is mental to me because I thought I hadn't done it for like at most a year, but I've just looked at the last podcast episode that I actually published and it was the end of 2020, which is, I'm so ashamed, I can't even begin to tell you, so I apologise I've been away so long, but I thought I'd come back. I thought I'd do an episode as to why I've come back, basically, because recently I've kind of, anyone that has followed me for any amount of time knows that periodically I do like to kind of reflect on what I'm up to, what I'm doing, what I enjoy in my life, what I'm not enjoying so much, and I like to maximise the things that I enjoy. And the last big time that this happened was when I parted ways with the darkness. I sat down and tried to work out what I really enjoyed, and I came up with the idea of starting a remote recording business. That has all been going swimmingly, I've got to say. I love it as much now as I ever have done. It's so brilliant getting to record with so many different artists from across the globe. It just suits my personality and the kind of variety side of things. But anyway, I've had another one of these reflection periods recently, and I decided to sit down and just think, right, what am I really enjoying? Like, what do I enjoy the most? What am I missing? What have I been doing with my life? So I did sit down and I recognised that I've been doing a lot of coaching, one-on-one coaching with people, just helping out in their careers, whether that's touring, whether that's, doing stuff in the studio, whether that's helping them with social media stuff. And I've really been loving it. And I realised that, you know, helping people is a huge part of why I love what I do, and being able to help people through their struggles trying to get into this industry and helping with my experiences, often in a very rambling way, which again you will totally get if you have followed me for any amount of time. And I realized that, you know, obviously I haven't done any episodes of A Drummer's Guide To for so long. And I realised that I missed it, because although it's great, I love working one-on-one with people and just getting into the nitty-gritty of like the minutiae of what they need to do to progress forward. What I realised was that I was closing myself off to people that maybe couldn't afford to pay for one-on-one coaching sessions, and I wanted to reach a wider audience once again, which I was doing from 2018 to the end of 2020, to the end of 2020, and I'd forgotten how fulfilling it was. So anyway, that is the long and short as to why I'm back, but I just thought that I would do a quick episode on kind of looking at the reasons that I stopped, and then addressing those, and hopefully that can kind of, you can relate that to your own sort of life. So like I said, the first step for me was just recognizing why I wanted to get back doing this podcast. And for me, helping people, it's always been a massive part of my life. I feel so privileged to be able to get to share my life experiences. And for a long time, it was very hard for me to be very vulnerable with people and not be the person who knew everything. I mean, nobody can know everything. And, you know, even when I was starting out in my career, I would not reach out to people to help me unless I was absolutely desperate, because I was so embarrassed that I didn't know everything all the time. And it wasn't until 2018 that I kind of reflected and just went, hold on a second, let me try and help people that maybe are in that same position where they don't want to feel like they don't know anything, but they want to learn, but they don't want to quite reach out to people. And it's kind of this awkward thing. So that was why I initially started this podcast. And that feeling has never changed. That feeling, there's nothing greater to me than getting someone come up to me at, say, a drum show or a gig or, you know, NAMM or whatever, and just say, thank you for your podcast. Do you know what? Even some people that I've known for a long time, like that I look up to, that a part of my sort of like upbringing as a drummer, have come up to me and said, look, thank you for addressing that subject on your podcast. And, you know, I've literally been on the verge of tears, quite honestly, because it's such an amazing thing to be able to give back to part of the community that brought me up, essentially, and supported me and is, I consider, a huge part a huge part of the reason that I get to do what I love. So anyway, those are all the positive things about doing this podcast. And as I said, I was reflecting on this, and something recently that I've kind of been trying to do is look at anything that I'm doing. If I stop doing something that I clearly enjoy doing, what is the reason? And like, let me tackle that, because that's a really important thing about starting anything. I think you have to anticipate what, if you can, if it's a brand new venture, fair enough, you've just got to roll with the punches. But if you can anticipate what the friction points are going to be, I think it's really useful to kind of put something in place to kind of minimize that, hopefully. And luckily, because I have done over 100 episodes now of A Drummer's Guide 2 over those two and a half years, I already knew what the friction points were going to be. So I sort of like look back and I was like, I remember that the main reason that I decided to take a break from it was that I couldn't sustain the what I was doing energy wise. There are a number of factors related to why that is, and I'll partly go into it. I may fully go into it. I don't know yet. I think, why not? Obviously, again, if you know much about me, you know that I'm always juggling a million and one things. It's just the way that I am. I love variety in my life. So I'm, you know, whether I'm touring or whether I'm recording in the studio, whether I'm, like I say, doing these one-on-one coaching sessions, whether I'm doing, like teaching people about remote recording, or anyway, I do a bunch of stuff. And it's just because I enjoy the variety of that. But consequently, I have to be very purposeful with how I manage my energy. And obviously, so from 2018, I was sort of touring, doing all that. When COVID hit, it was a little easier because everything eased up. So it gave me more of a chance to really dig into the podcasting world and all of that. However, I absolutely burnt myself to the ground, and it just wasn't sustainable, which is my own fault, and I'm an idiot, and it's fine, and it's a lesson that I continually learn, because I just get so passionate about stuff and then I put everything into it and I hyper focus, but then again, like I say, it's not sustainable. So recently I read this book called The Slight Edge, and I'm so into like habits and I'm trying to think if anyone here has read James Clear's Atomic Habits, great book. John Lamerton has a book, The Routine Machine, absolutely brilliant. And then there's this book by Jeff Olson called The Slight Edge, and I read it recently, and it just inspired me to start this up again, because what I realized was I'm very into batching. I really enjoy, so for instance, for social media, I enjoy creating a lot of posts at once and then scheduling them, and it sort of takes a big chunk of time, like 4 hours a month probably, around about, and then it's done for the month and I don't need to think about it. I was doing the same with the podcast episode, so I was filming like 4 at a time or 5 at a time, and then so that would have taken, I don't know, 2.5 hours say, and then I was editing them all. Let's say that was probably another 5 hours. Okay, between 2.5 and 5 hours, let's say 3.5 hours. And then there were all the descriptions. And then they were like uploading it. And then they were making social media posts. Anyway, this took up a lot of my time. And although it was across a month, I would do it in such concentrated periods of time that it would just obliterate my energy, which is fine starting out, but just to sustain it, not great. So anyway, this book, The Slight Edge, it basically, along with these other books that I have read in the past and I'm now rereading to inspire me, they go on this principle of doing just a little bit every day and trying to make it as easy as physically possible to do, to execute. So I have literally given myself the task of 30 minutes a day I'm working towards this podcast, and I think it's going to be enough, which is pretty weird to say, to be honest. And for anyone that doesn't know, I've also been doing other sort of slight edge principles probably for the last year, that have literally changed my life. I may go into that in a second if I remember to, but you know what, I'm like, I go off on a tangent. Anyway, so I'm hoping that this is going to be a little more sustainable, which means that I can carry on releasing these podcast episodes weekly, which you know that I love. The other thing that I really struggled with was that hopefully will negate that friction point of no energy. It's just like, right, It's 30 minutes a day. It's not a lot. So let's see if that works. Again, I treat this all as very much an experiment so I can adjust rather than just going, this is the way and that's it. So the second big thing was I found it really hard to gain any sort of, not feedback, but like I say, occasionally I'd get people come up to me in drum shows or gigs or whatever and just say thank you for the podcast or receive lovely messages, which was awesome and I loved it. But that was kind of like 1% of the time. The rest of the time, it often felt like I was kind of throwing these episodes out into the ether, if that makes sense, and kind of just going, well, maybe that helped someone, but I have no idea. I guess I'm going to do another episode, even though people might be hating this. And I really got inside my own head. And that, coupled with a couple of conversations that I had with people, which were nothing to do with my podcast, but they kind of were expressing these opinions about, you know, oh, who are they to be doing a podcast, or, and being quite negative about it. Again, nothing to do with me, but my brain is so kind to me that it kind of, those thoughts infiltrated how I was thinking about this podcast and you know, starting down that whole route of who am I to be doing a podcast? Why should I be carrying on this? Like, nobody cares. And yeah, and usually I can use that nobody cares as a positive kind of thing, which probably sounds weird. I'll go into that in another episode, I'm sure. But yeah, I just kind of talked myself out of it and kind of made it okay to not carry on, if that makes sense. But anyway, I've gotten over it. But the thing that I wanted to put in place to kind of give myself, the way that I work, I need actual evidence. And then I'm like, oh no, there's literal evidence right there that is helping people. So to do that, I've actually set up a Patreon to allow people to support this podcast, basically. So if you have been enjoying it over the last 100 or so episodes, if you want to continue to support it, then you can now go to patreon.com/EmilyDrums. I apologize that I haven't offered this this before, where, you know, you can actually support what I'm doing, and I'm very awkward when it comes to asking for support, whether that's monetary or anything else. I'm not great at reaching out. It's one of my biggest flaws, like 100%. I am the person that's like, I can do this by myself. And there's a lot of merit to that in a lot of situations. However, when it comes to realistically being able to carry on doing a series like this, at the end of the day, I do need to just say, please feel free to support. It would be really great. So if you do want to support, you can go onto Patreon. You can see what I offer there for the different tier packages that I offer. But basically, it's kind of like getting episodes early, getting extra bonus content. I'm still at the early stages of setting that all up. So it will be evolving as the weeks go on. Well, hopefully by the time this comes out, it will be actually sorted. But yeah, anyway, so yeah. And again, I think that as a general rule, it kind of, I think anticipating the problems that come with anything that you're trying to either start or whatever you're trying to revamp, as I have been, I think that it's such a useful thing to just notice the friction points, hopefully before they start, that you can put in things in place so that you can kind of make it a habit and anticipate all those things that are going to tell you, you shouldn't be doing this, no. And yeah, so that's basically where I'm at with coming back with this podcast. So yeah, I'd say if you wanted to do something beneficial for yourself in your career, whatever that might be, I mean, it doesn't even need to be to do with music, really. It can just be life generally. I find that reflecting on what is enjoyable about what you're up to, or what you're enjoying most, and then seeing how you can maximize that, or, you know, just bring more of it into your life, because life is short. Like, if you found something that gives you inherent joy, I think you should definitely be doing more of it. Obviously, as long as it's not hurting anyone. That's my number one rule. Like, if you're helping people, even better. So hopefully this is helping someone. And then if you have already done it before or tried it before and given up for various reasons, just reflect on why that happened and then look at how you can tackle those. Look at how you can negate those things or minimize those things, because look, life happens, things are always going to come up, there will always be some sort of barrier, and as my dad always says, there's always an excuse to not do something. However, if you can, again, anticipate those things beforehand, hopefully you can kind of put something in place to try and minimize that. Yeah, so, and then if you can kind of have some sort of accountability alongside that, which I often talk about. So in fairness, you right now are my accountability, and that's part of the reason that I wanted to set up the Patreon, because if I've got people that are supporting this podcast, then I literally do not have any excuse, any reasons at all to not do this every week for you. So, and I want to be here, and I love sharing my experience, and especially if I'm kind of like reading new things on psychology. Oh, I started a psychology degree recently as well. That's fun. So yeah, anything that I'm sort of learning that's new about peak performance and kind of stuff like that, stuff that will help in your journey to becoming a professional musician, then I want to share that and put it in terms of being a creative and in terms of being a musician and practically what it means in terms of all those things. So yeah, I just really enjoy sharing my experiences, my thoughts, all that stuff with you. And hopefully, bonus, it's going to help you in some respect. But anyway, consider this the welcome back episode. I hope that it's given you something to think about. And yeah, again, if you'd like to support this podcast, I still feel awkward sort of saying this, but yeah, if you would like to support this podcast, if you would like to hold me accountable, which I'd really like you to, then please go to patreon.com/EmilyDrums and you can pledge your support there. But anyway, I hope that you're having a great day wherever you are, what you're doing. Again, welcome back to the madhouse, and I'll be covering a multitude of topics over the next hopefully long time. So anyway, I shall leave you to it, and I'll speak to you soon. All right, lots of love, you guys. See you later. Bye.